Pasha, Los the Yamachamit Chelkam, and even the Chelkanachal also has the same dinim as the Chelkanikta because it's Kotchi Kotchim, Kodesh Kodashim He, because the Mincha is also Kotchi Kotchim. All the Nachas are Kotchi Kotchim, because the Mincha is Kotchi Kotchim, and the Chelkanachal by the Kohanim, it's kind of Mechel Mabalim is Kapim, it's like a Haftarah, and it's day after the Mele, there are also, you need Melika. Yeah, but if you say like that, then the Yisra Dvash will also apply. The Yisra Dvash will apply to the Chelek HaNechel. So the Dvash will cut out the possibility of sugar. Sugar comes from almost called three in the secret fruit. Where do you get sugar from? Sugar cane. What does it come from? If it comes from the beet, it may be mutter. If you get sugar from the beet, it will be mutter. If you get sugar from sugar cane, it's from that stuff. I think so. That's what he suggests. I think it has to be on. It has to be on when you're marked around the Mizrach. That's what he's asking.
No.
It's not. It's not. It's not. It's not. It's not. Why? Don't know. The Gemara has a pasuk. Gemara Menachos has a pasuk that when they salted the karbanis, they were even permitted to salt the karbanis afilu the Shabbos. Kol karban minchas chad b'melach timloch. Since it was a kefaloshin b'melach timloch. Let's say timloch. What does it say? B'melach timloch. The Talmud tells you timloch afilu the Shabbos. And even on Shabbos, when it constitutes an Issa Malacha, you're permitted to be Mechal Shabbos for the purpose of Malacha. Even though the Malacha is not Miyakib the Yevet, and one would have argued why should you be allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for something that's not Miyakib the Yevet. So we learn that from the first thing that it's Zeh Hashem.
Right,
maybe
not you're talking
about,
but you have the
Lach Mei
Toda.
Does
the Golden
Heart partially
the body?
Lach Mei Toda is not a carbon. Toda is a carbon, right. And Lach Mei Toda is not. No. The Gemara learns that from the passage that Melicha is Derech HaShabbos. And Mishra Noach was the famous kasha from Melicha and Yesh, I think. One of the big Achonim. But it is Derech HaShabbos. It's not a Melacha. What's a Melacha involved in salt and flesh? The Gemara says that if you Moleach, if you salt leather, and you treat the leather chemically, and you change it into parchment, and it changes from plain old leather into parchment, so that's called Melicha. But if you salt food, there's no malacha there, right? So sometimes it's talking to the rabbanon to salt food, but there's no use of there, right? The Gemara thought at one point that if you salt meat for the sake of preserving it, that it shouldn't get ruined, that would constitute ma'abed, and then the Gemara says, no, ain't ibud v'ichlin. If there's no ibud v'ichlin, the Mishnah forces kasha from the mutzah b'yayish, so why do you need a pasuk to say that it's mutzah b'shabbos? It's bechlal no malacha. He points out that the Rishonim has this kasha, and he gives different teyutim on this kasha. Some Rishonim say that you don't eat the korbanos bechlal, so it's not called oichlim. Any malicha b'oichlim doesn't mean food that is edible. It means food that you're going to eat. But if you're going to burn it on the mizbeach, then it is called eating. Yeshi would be korbanos because it's not necha. Another say that that sometimes you used to do the malicha with the leather on, so the malicha would affect the leather, convert it into a parchment. Yeah, so it gives you a tendency that sometimes there was. When do you do Hepshid Vinitur? If you do Hepshid Vinituach on the... what? Yeah, what about the skin on the head? Was burnt or not burnt? It gives you a tendency, doesn't it? Mishnah gives you a tendency that sometimes the skin was burnt. It says that some Rishonim say, the Rishonim answer this, some Rishonim say that the territory goes on those cases when they used to salt it with the... most of the time they didn't salt it with the skin. The salting the flesh itself or the chelav itself is no evil. That's a malicha b'orichon. Even if it is trace, even if the chelav is trace, and the whole bottle is going to be burnt on the mizbeach. But sometimes they used to salt it with the skin, and then despite the fact that they were violating the yitzir ibud ba'or, it was mutter because it was done for the sake of the korbanos.
And that's because
yeah, sure. According to one Tana, according to the Tana holds in Tzrich Leguch Yisrael Rabban, you wouldn't need a pasuk. The Vayta Shvem. A good cash. A good cash. The Torah has a din, and this week said also of Malika Ba'ofos. The Mishnah points out in Chulin that the way the Kohanim do Malika in the Beis HaMikdash, the Etzba, the Tziporin, they use their fingernail to cut the neck, the Simanim on the neck, would be possible if they would do that by Chulin, because Shchitas Chulin must be done B'Tolush. They may not do Shchitas Chulin B'Mechubra. Not only B'Mechubra L'Kak, they may not do it B'Mechubra L'Adam either. It's a kasha, but today it's kasha. What if you shech the tzipon shal bainu, that they write it, they're again. But if you shech the tzipon hamachuba lo adam, everybody agrees that that's a soul they write. The Mishnah says that a kasha b'malika is possible b'shchita. A kasha b'shchita is possible b'malika. How are you supposed to do shchita b'kazvani? How are you supposed to do shchita b'chulin with a knife? What if you do malika b'ofet with a knife? So it would be possible. It must be done dafke b'gufa shal koin. The koin must do the malika dafke with his fingernail. If he doesn't with a knife, there won't be any good. I said the question is, how are the Kohanim permitted to eat, let's say, the Chatas Ha'of? The other Ha'of is Kuvah Kovel. The Chatas Ha'of is Necha Badez Yechei Kuna. How are they permitted to eat the Bistar Ha'of? Ha'it Tachana Zeyla. If you hold an Ein Shechita Lo'ifman HaTorah, there's a Machlekes HaTanoim, and a Machlekes HaMaroim, and a Machlekes HaRishonim HaTatkin. The Rosh is the end of Yuma, of all places, spoke to Machlekes HaRishonim HaTatkin. Where the Shechitas Ofos is the rice of the Rabbah. See if you hold any Shechita Lo'if Minat Torah, that as long as you have any Mechiras Simanim Minat Tzavah, as long as you shoot the animal like this, everybody agrees that there's Nisan Aveda, even on Ofos. Machlokes says, what if you do a Mechiras Simanim Minat Tzavah, but not in accordance with the Hilcha Shechita? So that's a Machlokes Tanoim, and a Machlokes Amoraim, and a Machlokes Rishonim out of Pasta, whether you say, Yesh Shechita Lo'if Minat Torah, or Ein Shechita Lo'if Minat Torah. See if you hold any Shechita Lo'if Minat Torah, so Mechiras, so the Malika that they do with the Chatzotai, so just as good as any other Nechira Simon and Aftal. So it's good enough there. And these are the Rabban, they never instituted without the Karbonis, without the Chatzotai. But if you hold any Kudin there, right, the Shechita Lo, falls, you need not only Shechita Min Aftal or the Sakin, with all the Chamishul Hashechita. Not only do you require this by Behemoth, you require it by Yosef as well, to Machlekes Tanoim, and Machlekes Rishonim had a Paskin. Rabbi Rishonim passed me doing the Shechita Lo'if Minat Torah. Seth in the Maharam Rutenberg, quoted by the Rosh at the end of Yume, he holds that Shechita Sofet is only with the Rabbah.
What is wrong with Malika?
So Malika is Mechuber. No, you're doing Malika the Mechuber. The Tzipor and Hakoyim, and the Mishnah says that that's no good Bechulin. You have to adopt the Sakin. So if it's no good Bechulin, so how do we allow the Kohanim to eat it? It's in a veilum in Atar. So how can we allow them to eat it? The Gemara says that's a great Hakoyim, that they're allowed to eat. It says Mechubish that they eat it. What do you mean they eat it? It means that they're allowed to eat nevelas. No, they're not allowed to eat nevelas. They need some nevelas. We mean, the Gemara says that melikos is the rishni tosso, that the melik is not yet midei nevelas, not mitami mishum nevelas, and it doesn't have an iser achila mitam nevelas. The melika by korbanos is called the rishni tosso. If you'll do that stunt, you'll do melika the chulin, it'll be mamish and nevelas, it'll have an iser nevelas, it'll have a tumas nevelas. It'll have nivlo tais tohars, mitami abeis akliya, when you swallow it. But if you do adopt it, the chatas ha'ayis, then it's neither metamel, nor is there an eitzah neveilah. So the Gemara has a whole discussion of the following shaila. How do you do shechita ba'ofer? Then shechita ba'ofer only need one sim. Either you shech the koneh or you shech the veisha. Shechita by behemoth, you need two simonim. Rov, shnei simonim. You need the koneh and the veisha. And by the ofer, it's enough if you do one. What's it then by chatas ha'ayis, by yolotho? So by Chatas Ha'of you only do one. It's a Zolo Yavja. You only shech one of the two. And by Yolos Ha'of you have to shech both. You have to do the Malika on both. You have to do a Havdola. Havdola means that you cut both things that hold the neck, top of the neck with the bottom of the neck, it's held together with the two pipes in the middle. It's held together with the skin also, but that doesn't count for one. So you can think it holds together the head. What holds your head to the rest of your body? So the Marshal is the Kona and the Veshet hold it together. So if you shech the Kona and the Veshet in the Yolos, that's called Havdola. That's the Yolos Ha'of. And the Chatas Ha'of says Zolo Yavja is Allah. You're not allowed to shech both. You have to daft your shech one. What about the oil soit that you have to shech both the kana and the veisha by day malika? You say that here the hilcha shechita changed, just like the whole hilcha shechita changed without changing the kasazui shechita. So here I say you need two simanim biyov chiddush, just like the whole thing is kula chiddush that malika kasazui shechita. So by oil soit that you need two simanim for the hilcha shechita aspect, but he say no, you only need one simanim for the hilcha shechita. And the other simon is for the purpose of mitzvah havdol of the yam. My nafkimina to medreita hin to medreita her. Nafkimina is. Some of it would be good. Some of it would be good, but he didn't finish the. Didn't finish the mitzvah havdol. Would have been good. Maybe. Igmar has an nafkimina for shia. What if you do a shahir between the first simon and the second simon? If you're shechting an animal with a knife in New Jersey, and you shech one simon, and then you learn to rub an aura, and then you shech the other simon, the animal's still alive, shech the other simon. So that's no good, that's shahir. If you pause in between the one simon and second simon, that's one of the chamish of hashchita, one of the five dinam hashchita, that makes it nevek. Shahir is the first of the month. But what if you shech then all lasa oath, that means havdolah? Havdalah means you have to shech both the Kohen and the Beishit with the Malika, with the Kippur and Ha Ezba. And the Kohen does Malika on one Simon, and then he pauses for 10 minutes, and then he does Malika on the second Simon. Does the Mitzvah Havdalah imply that here the Hilchos Shchita require both Simonim? This is Malikasim Zohi Shchitasoi. And this Malika by Yoyle Soif needs two Simonim. There are two differences between Malika Soyle Soif and Shchitas chickens in New York. Shchitas chickens in New York have to be done with a knife and not with a fingernail. And all you need is one simon, you don't need two simon. And Malika, Soyle Soif, and the Beis HaMikdash has to be done dafke with a fingernail, not with a knife. And you need dafke two simon. So if that's the verse that you need two simon for Malikasuzu Shchitasa by the Yoyle Soif, then you have to be careful not to do a shahi in between. Or should I say no, that there's only one shino in Hilchos Shchita. That Malikasuzu Shchitasa, the Malika bitziporin, rather than a shechita with a knife. But the two simonim, that's mitzvah havdalah b'yalma, and therefore shehiyah will not bother me. But that's the machlekes hatanayim, and chulis, also in chulis. And zvachim, perek chasasoy, there's a perek chasasoy, machlekes appears there, chasasoy. There's a whole sefer that's known for that, the sefer in the Ois Yankish, by the brother of the Dvar Avram. It's the sefer on Masechet Chulin. And he's known for this piece, and a few pieces, he keeps on talking about the same topic. What's the halacha? He explains all the gemaras and all the sheets to the shah. What's the halacha? That's the only thing he ever quoted him for. What's the halacha of Malika Boel Soif? If you need Havdalah, what's the gerah din of Havdalah? Is it a Mrs. Havdalah the Yalma, as the Gemara calls it? Or is it the Hilchas Shchita when it's done? But a Chata Soif, all you need is one sin. You see that din of Shchita Tzuvim does apply. So when it's ever said by other stuff that you need Havdalah, so the Talmud has seemed to have a Machlokes. That's what the Ois Yankish discusses at length. Is it that the Hilchos Malika changed? No, Hilchos Malika is because the Mitzvah is in Shitasa. There's also only one sin. But the Chata Soif is only one sin. And this is the Mitzvah Havdalah, the second is. This is a big shahi over at all. No, that's a good for you. That's a little make a Malika on the Chata Soif and do shahi in lieu of the one sin. But it will pass. That's even more than it will pass. Because when we start to do a shahi pass, and after this deal of shahi, it is carried over. But not the other thing about shahi, but whatever you can carry over, you can carry over. You carry over the deal of shahi, the deal of shahi. Well, okay, but still, you might say the deal of shahi, that's kind of it. Yeah. The Chatzila, the Gemara says that you need two simonim. That's the Machlokes Rashi Peretz, is that the Chatzila is the right thing about that. But the Chatzila, when you shechted it, you should have two simonim. But in the end, if you all you shechted was row of either one of the simonim, it's good enough. The Gemara says row of Echo. The Gemara has a Machlokes for the doctor, row of the Veshit, or even row of the Konik. The Veshit is the esophagus, and the Konik is the windpipe. So we passed them, but in the end, either row of the Konik or row of the Veshit is sufficient. Against that mandam that has to be doctor, the row of the Veshit. We pass them either or is good enough. Malika has to be done dafka by a kohen. A zar cannot do malika. But what about shchita by karbon? So that the Gemara says may be done by a zar. Says that an isha may do shchita. Mishnah says it's not in the fair. All the psulim who are not allowed to do hakrovas hakarbonis, namely a kohenis or a zar or a balmum. All the people are not allowed to do kabbalah halachas rike, they can do shchita. It says mafurish, a woman may do shchita. That's what Taisus asks Kakash on the Sefer Hilchos Aleph Yud. The first Taisus in Kulim was the Sefer. It's usually called the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Epstein saying that it's a mitzvah in Teretz, it's not Hilchot Teretz Yisra, has nothing to do with Hilchot Teretz Yisra. That's the Hilchot Amar Yehoshua, but the book is supposed to be written by Yalder Hadani. That's how the Mishnah quotes. If they had a safe, it's available. The book was written by Yalder Hadani, who claims that he's from Shevet Dan, from the Lost Ten Tribes. And he has a safe that has a Hilchot Shlita. And every paragraph begins, Amar Yehoshua, Mipi Maisha, Mipi Hadvur. Can't beat that. The one really high there is that if you shek the behemoth, Moshe Rabbeinu said in the name of the Rebbeinu Shalom, that if you shek the behemoth, you didn't say the Vichas Hashchita, he taught in the Vela. Sounds very strange. Alright. But Tosafot says, we shed him the Sluta. Then it says, an Ovel is not allowed to shek. They have, among other things, an Isha or a Sula Mishka. That's what it says in the Hilchas, the Sefer Hilchas Aleph Yud. The Hilchas either Hilchot Eretz Yisrael, like he says, and I place the state of Hilchot Eretz Yisrael, or the state of Hilchot Amar Yeshua, whatever it is. Yael de Radon, he says, Anisha is Tzula Lishchay. The place says, that's ridiculous. How can you say Anisha is Tzula Lishchay? The Mishka says the Feirish, that Anisha can shef Karbonis, if she can shef Karbonis, because the Kalachami she can shef Kulis, unless you make a Pircha. What's the chance of it be a Pircha on the Kalachami? What is the Kalachami? I can make a Pircha. Rabbi Yerucham Perla has in his comments, he says that in Isha, he says you can parenka. Kabbonis, yeah, and kula, no. He has a whole parenka. In Isha's yeshna, bechlau, she's the terrorist, this, she's not the terrorist, that. All wild knowledge of this. That usually has very, very great solutions. But usually we assume that. We assume that shchita k'shera bizar, that shchita on the Kabbonis, whoever can shef kulin, can shef kabbonis. Whoever cannot shef kulin, cannot shef kabbonis. Why do you say that shchita k'shera bizar? Because shchita lava vayuri. Why shchita lava vayuri? The Taisus says in Zvachin, Taisus has two biuri. The one biur in Taisus says that shchita lava vayuri because shchita b'chulin is the same. Shchita b'chulin, shchita b'kotchin is the same thing. You need a shchita. If you don't have a shchita, so it's also b'achila, it's an avema. How can you makrav it? How can you eat it? How can you makrav it? I'll be on the deck. I oil and nobody eats. How can you makrav it on his bear? It's mashki som and amutal iso. It's also b'achila. You're not permitted to be makrav on his bear. Something that's also b'achila. Of course, you're going to need a shchit. That's the place that says one shah. Since shchit is needed for achila schulin, for the shchit of karbonis, it's the same thing as the shchit of sakulin. So some achorim have achilish. But that's only Mishnichnis to Yisrael La'orah. After they came to Eretz Yisrael, they didn't require Shchita. Kol Zman HaBnei Yisrael were in the Midbar, so the Gemara says in the first parak in Chulin, and that's Yudzayin, that there's a Machlokes Rabbi Akiva against Rabbi Yosef Lewi, whether you needed Shchita in the Midbar, or it was enough with Mechira. So according to Rabbi Akiva's opinion, that in the Midbar, Mechira Simanu was sufficient, that you didn't require Shchita. And yet in the Beis HaMikdash and in the Mishkan they did need Shchita. That's how the Gemara says. When they brought Karbonos to the Beis HaMikdash, they did need Shchita. And that's how the Ramban interprets the Pasuk in Dvarim. It says in Dvarim, Ki Yachel Hashem Alekech Has Gevul Cho, when you come to Eretz Yisrael and you live far away from the Mishkan, you want to eat Karbonos, so it says that Tzar Taiba is Mutter. Tzav Nav Shechalecha Vostor, so it says Bukhala Avat Nav Shechal Tizbach, it says, Zavachta Kasher Tzivisicha. And you should shech the korbana, and you should shech the chulin, as I have commanded you. So what does it mean, zavachta kasher tzivisicha? So the Gemara says, we see from that passage that there was a Torah Shabbat Peh given over the Maseirah. That's the first tour. The first tour, and the first taz. And Yeridea quotes that drasha from the Gemara. Zavachta kasher tzivisicha mekan, shenestava Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was given a Torah Shabbat Peh in connection with shechita schulin, namely, the Chumash al Cheshchita, which Batarish about the Shi'i, Adras, the Halad, the Avram of the Yikur, which have no source in the Chumash at all, and it's only known for the Torah Shabbat Peh. Where is there a remez for this Torah Shabbat Peh, for the Halacha Moshe Mitzin of the Chumash al Cheshchita? The Gemara says the remez is, the Mefurish Pasuk says, Zavachta, Kasher Tzivisicha, you should shech the Chulin the way I have commanded you. How did the Rabbi Shalom command us? So it must be that he gave us the Torah Shabbat Peh of the Chumash al Cheshchita, exactly how to shech the Dham of Chulin. But the Ramban HaChumash says that that's a drosha, but he claims that Pshuto Shal Mikra reads much simpler. He says Pshuto Shal Mikra means Zavachta Kasher Tzivisicha. Then in the Midbar you were permitted to do Nechira Simonim when you wanted to eat Chulin. And you only needed Shchita by Shchita's Karbonim. The Chumash of Shchita were only needed by Shchita's Karbonim. And now the Torah says When you come to Eretz Yisrael and you want to eat beside Taiva, you're permitted to. Now, mechira is not sufficient. You have to do zvicha, shchita, just like I commanded you in the Beis in the Mishkan all along that you had to have shchita. In the Mishkan all along in the Midbar, they needed hilcha shchita, not mechira. So when you come to Eretz Yisrael, the Messiah, Taiva will be mutter, dafke v'shchita, not the mechira, then you have to do kasher tzvicha in the Mishkan. That's the machlekes tatanayim and the Rambam, the different gurses and different shittas in the Gemara. Yes. The question: what the gears is in the different tanoim? There are two. In the Gemara, there are only two shittas, but there are more than. But there's more than one interpretation to Rabbi Akiva's shita, or the Rambam is basing on a different mark or whatever. So the Gemara says that in the Babli, it says that according to Rabbi Akiva, the Sar Taiva was mutter in the Midbar day nechira. That they didn't need shita. Maybe they weren't allowed to do shita. That's one shot. They weren't allowed to do shita in the Midbar on the Sar Taiva. So some Achrayim claim that when do we say that Shkita Lava Vedehi, that Shkita's Korban is going to be done by a Zah, by an Isho, by an Abed Knainim, by so on, that's only after they crossed over the Yarden, the day of Yeshua Ben Nun. That's why it says all the Hilchos Shkita were given by Yeshua Ben Nun. Why does it say Amar Moshe Nifi Agvura? It's whoever wrote that paper. Why did they say Omar Moshe? Why did they say Omar Yeshua? Because the Hilchos Shchita changed when they crossed over the Yarden. The sign of Chira was Mutra in the Midbar. So they didn't need all the Hilchos Shchita in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeshua Ben Nun had to say Omar Yeshua, and Pi Moshe, and Pi Agvura, and you cross over the Yarden, then you have all these Hilchos Shchita. So the some of friends suggest that the din of Shchita Lava Vaidehi at places to explain places has two biurim. So one biur is, of course you need shchita. You need shchita to be allowed to eat it, and you can't be makter on the mizbech if it's not mimashki yisomin amutah leYisrael. So that din, that explanation only began after they crossed over the Yarden in the midbar. That for chulin, it was really sufficient with nechira, or according to one opinion, it was forbidden to have any chulin at all. So they had to have dafke shchita's korbanis, or that shchita only applies to korbanis, whichever way you say. So then in the Midbar, Shchita only applied to Karbonis. There was no Shchita B'chulin. So in the days in the Midbar, Shchita wasn't avoided. And Shchita would have required a Kohen. It's hard to disprove them. I don't know what the din was in the Midbar. There's a whole chelik in literature. What would the din in the Midbar? What would the din in the Mishkan? A lot of literature on this. Before the war, in between the First World War and the Second World War. There's a lot of Sfarim written on that. What would the din in the Midbar? In the 40 years, what were the dinim in the Mishkan? The dinim that are not made were theirs. What were the Hayra Shoran? So this is one of those Machabri, Machshuv, the Akonis, and that Kufa, right such a Chiddush. According to that opinion in Taitis then, Shchita Lav Avedi, because you need Shchita B'chulin, and Shchita Tzkotchim is no special deal. It's the same as Chulin. So that's only Mishav Yisrael Sayyardin. But B'amidbar, Shchita was an Avedah, and would have required Dafke Koyim. These are some one of our answers. There's a famous kashya that the Zalt asked. The Gemara says that the Gemara seems to say that this is the chiddush that Shmuel was mechadish when he was a little baby. Chana didn't have any children. So she went to cry in the Beit HaMikdash and she wants a baby. And Eli thought that she was drunk and he started to scream at her. And then she said, you shouldn't get angry. She's davening softly. We learn out all the dinim of davening from the way Chana was davening. And then she said she doesn't have a child. She's mispalus. So he said he apologized for screaming at her. But she wasn't drunk. And then he gave her a bracha, she should have a baby. And then she says, if the Rebbeinu Shlom grants me a child, she's going to bring the child to the Beis HaMikdash and become a holy man. And then she had a baby, Shmuel HaNavi. She had a baby, Shmuel. She brought him to the Beis HaMikdash. So the pasuk says that when she brought Shmuel to the Beis HaMikdash, it says that he offered a korban by Yishchatu HaSafar, by Yaviyu HaSanar, El Eli. They shechted a korban, and then they brought Shmuel to Eli. So from the pasuk in Shmuel, it sounds like there's some kind of relationship between the Shechita HaSafar and the bringing to Eli. So the Gemara in Brachos explains what it means. That they insisted that a Kohen has to shech the pot. The Shechita needs a Kohen. And the little kid who was only 2 years old, Shmuel was only a 2 year old baby, he said, what are you talking about? Shechita k'sher b'zah. And he said the pasuk in today's Sedlis. It says, v'shechatas how do you say, the shech the Kohen, and it says, v'kriv v'nei ha'an ha'kohen et ha'zah. That the Kabbalah v'yelach mitzvah kuna. That Shechita nikan shechita k'sher b'zah. So they brought him to Eli. So they told Eli that he's a Merah HaLoch B'Fnei Rabboi. That Eli used to say that you do need a Kohen. to do the shtika. And the little kid just said a whole drasha that we don't need a kohen. So Eddie listened to the argument, so he says, Shapir Kohamar, he's saying good, but they have to give him Misa anyway because he's not allowed to be Sneh Rabbah. And then she was crying and she said, Alanara Zehim Falot, and that's the next question he's going to do. Alanara Falot, he said, please, be merciful to him, he's only 3 years old, be merciful to him, forgive him, he won't do it again. This is the kid, I never had a baby, this is the only child that I have. And he said, okay, he's going to let him live, he's merciful to the kid. So the Afrani court, the Marisai court, and that Gimon Rafa, Makshin Ho'oilon, that the Velt has a kasha. What kind of a murder halacha b'fnei rabbi is this? The halacha is that b'chol makom sheyishkel Hashem in chol kufavel rabbi. Whenever an aveira is done, someone's doing an aveira, let's say. But there is no din of kveira rabbi. There is no isa, let's say, murder halacha b'fnei rabbi. So at that time, the isa insists that he meet a kohen for shkita sakarbanis. So the kohen had to wear the big dikuna. When he wears the big dikuna, he's wearing kilayim. As you all know, the yavnet had kilayim. But the Rama's opinion is, one of the shurim given last week, the Rama's opinion is that the Kohanim are not permitted to wear the Avnei Shalai B'Shan Tavod. So the Afreinim asked the Kasha, could be the Shagasariyot this Kasha. I'm not saying the Shagasariyot, I think it's this Kasha, according to the Rambam, that the Kohanim are not permitted to wear the Avnei Shalai B'Shan Tavod. So why was Shmuel considered a Meir HaLacha B'Fnei Rabbi? But he had to scream out that they have to stop insisting on a Kohen because they're wearing Kalayim, Shalai B'Shan Tavod. If Shchita doesn't need a kohen, so then it, even if you have a kohen, you don't need big dikun. So he must tell the kohen they should stop wearing the avnei. So lafrusha neisura. Well, chomok m'shiyei shchil Hashem shchil Hashem means an aver. Whenever someone's doing an aver, ain't chosin kovel l'rab. You don't need a mer alocha b'snei rab. That's the kasha that's about there. So I think, that, if I'm not mistaken, I think the Shagasari has that kasha also. Achreinim talk about that kasha. But some Achreinim suggest the teretz based on this mahalach. What's going on here? Eddie didn't have a din. Chilek one. Adio from the Chumash. The answer is that for 40 years in the Midbar was going on like that. That Shchita wasn't Avaydahim. Shchita was Avaydahim. You did need a Kohen. When it came to Eretz Yisrael, then it changed. And you no longer needed a Kohen. But if you want to have a Kohen, then the Shchita will be Avaydah. Even the Rambam, who says that the Kohen is not permitted to wear the Avnei. So like B'Shah Tavayda would agree that B'Shah Shchita he's allowed to. Why? Because for 40 years, I don't understand exactly what the Torah means. But for 40 years in the Midbar, we require Dafka Kohen with Big Dikun. Because it wasn't Avayda at that time. Kohen to this day in Taisus, in Zvachim, the first fact that Shchita lav Avayda, because Shchita is needed for Chulin. So in the Midbar, they didn't need Shchita for Chulin, they needed Nechira. It didn't exist at all. There was no Chulin. There was only Kachin, according to the Yaritana. So in the Midbar, was Shchita wasn't Avayda. Even though after they crossed over the Yarden and there was a din of Shchita Kulin, now Mikana Lahaba, Shchita Lava Vaidahi, but even the Rambam would agree that if they'll continue now wearing the Avnei B'Shah Shchita, it won't be an Aveira. They can still practice what they used to do before in the 40 years of the Midbar. Why? It doesn't really enter. Even if you should assume everything until the punchline is correct, the punchline doesn't necessarily come.
Is it
that
thing that
came
before you in the Midbar, Shchita, the Midbar, the Midbar,
yeah, about it. Igmar says it's one of the Dalit Avaidah Saddam. It is an Avaidah, yes. What does Igmar mean that it's Lav Avaidah? It means that usually an Avaidah is Mishneh Zorim. It's an Avaidah Mitzad the Korban. The Korban has to have the Avaidah done to it. And also it's an Avaidah Mitzad the Oivei. You need the person should do a Mais Avaidah, and the Chetz of the Korban should have an Avaidah done to it. So Igmar means to say Shchita Lav, that's how the Jews could also say Shchita Lav Avaidah means Shchita is only an avodah mitzad the hefter of the korban has to have the avodah that Shchita done to it, that you don't need a gavur to do the ma'aser avodah of Shchita. That's why the marshal to do kabbava ha'iloch and zriki, you need that the kohen who does it should be done by a kohen and he has to stand in the azor. Zol avodahs must be done in the azor. But when you do the Shchita, the Gemara says rov ha'tanayim hold, one time it was zriki, but now I think the rov ha'tanayim hold that the one who does the Shchita is staying outside of the azor. Let's say you can have a behemoth in the azor over here. And the one who's running the shechting keeps staying here. Right, it's the name is here. And the one who's shechting is really has a long night. It's not an oracle. It's not an oracle, chef. Like this. Mark talks about a tummy shechting carbon. How's a tummy going to chef carbon? It must also be the second oracle. Because there's going to be a very long night. So there's going to be 32 hours long that night. Yeah, it depends what kind of a tummy, yeah. Depends what kind of tummy. So at least even if it's just a plain tummy, what? Just a tummy maze, so he may be in the Ezra's Nashman HaTorah, but the second has to be 32 amas long because the first 16 amas was Malkum Knesses Ragli Yisrael. The next Tsunamis was Malkum Knesses Ragli Yisrael until you had the Tavoris. The Tavoris further is where they used the Shef. Near the Mizbeach. It happened to be if you have an Ike 30 kilometers long, the place is discussed. The first Daf and Kulim. And that base on base, place is discussed. How can you have such a long night, 30 kilometers long? Ban has a very questionable comment. At the beginning of Parshas Amor, Ban HaChumash writes that sometimes the Chumash will say Bnei Aharon, and sometimes the Chumash will say HaKohanim. Is there any difference? He writes on his own, claims, doesn't talk too much, says on his own, there's a big difference. Bnei Aharon means that the sons of Aharon, even though they themselves are not Kohanim. What's the Echetim Sagai, that Bnei Aharon is not a Kohanim? A Cholot?
Weren't they also shown to the other children
who weren't based on? Not familiar. No, the Ramban doesn't discuss them. In this piece, the Ramban doesn't discuss them. And more, the first piece in Emor. So he says, Hakehanim, and the Chumash says Hakehanim, means that they have to have Kedushas Kuna. And if he's a Cholo, Cholo means empty space, a vacuum, means that he's empty out from Kedushas Kuna. So when you speak of Bnei Aharon means descendants of Aharon, even if they're halal, even if they don't have Kedushas Kuna, even if their Kohen marries a Grusha and has a son, his son is a Cholo, so the son is called Bnei Aharon, it's not called the son. So the Ramban has the following comment. It says in Parshas Emor, Emor the Kohanim, that they should not be Matami Lameis. So he says, since it says the word Kohanim there, so it has the connotation of Kohanim v'lo halalim, that they should be Kohanim. But if they're halalim, they're not Muslim until Mitameh. But in all the Parshas HaKorbanis, it says Bnei Aharon. Bnei Aharon. But Bnei Aharon means that even though Cholo is not permitted to do Avodah, but if he did the Avodah, but yeah, but it would be good. That's not the drasha that the Gemara has. The Gemara has two different drashas, with a whole Nachtamina Levina between the two drashas. That's the Gans in a different drasha. Ramban HaChumash made up his own drasha. First Ramban and Amor. Every time the Pasuk says Bnei Aharon HaKohanim, the Gemara explains why it says HaKohanim, why it says Bnei Aharon. The Gemara never says this, but the Ramban. Ramban, beginning of Amor, has his own Ein Sof. I don't know. Cholo, the Gemara in Kiddushin, yeah. Cholo does not hold it to the evidence kosher. There's a Machlekes, the Rambam, and other Rishonim, whether it's only Cholo, She'eni Yodua, even a Cholo Yodua, that's on Samach Rav on a base, on Kiddushin. The Gemara there has the two Pesukim. The Gemara there, on Samach Rav on a base, has the Machlekes Tanoim, what is it, Amoroim, rather, Machlekes Amoroim, between Shmuel and his father. Shmuel says one pasuk, and Abu and Shmuel says a different pasuk. What's the marker from the Chumash for that din that a Cholo Shavet B'riyavet is Avodosik Shere? So that din that a Cholo Shavet B'riyavet is Avodosik Shere, there is a Machlokes, Rishayim, where it's only Cholo She'eni Yodua, or I feel the Cholo Yodua. It would also be good B'riyavet. Right. Can that Gemara is a right that it's only a Cholo She'eni Yodua? Cholo Yodua is no good. Otherwise, if you say even a Cholo Yodua, Avodosik Shere B'riyavet, so what changed between now and before? Last year, if he would do Avodah B'riyavet, would he be good Mikan Lav if he does Avodah? How can you say Meis HaKuna? Nothing changed. So Kanat Gemara is a Raya against the Rambam. The Rishonim asked Kanat Gemara is a Raya against the Rambam. So the Achronim answered that it depends on the two Pesukim and Samach Rav on the base. Which Pasuk do you darshan from? The Rambam darshan from the Pasuk Baruch Hashem Chela, Chol Yorav Tirtha, Afilu Chulun Shaboi. So based on that Pasuk, even a Chol Yodua. And the Gemara Makas is going with Avodah Shmuel, which is the other Pasuk. Yeah, lots of vitamin that you've done. You learned from Gemara. Save it for Sunday. Okay, Sunday morning, we know that we have to start the next Gemara. Take a look at the other things on the day. Yeshem Mamiko, Yeshem Mamasaurus. Rashi and Rabbi Natan have opposite views to us in the Gemara. That's a detail. But the Baal HaMor has in the Sefer HaTzova, in the Yud Gimel Yiddish, HaTzova, in the Yud Gimel the Sefer HaTzova, which appears in print in the end of the Tzmin Dayim, has a whole new interpretation on our Gemara. What's going on with the Yeshem HaMikri, Yeshem HaMasar?
I just want to make an announcement. The week from this Shabbos, the S.Y.A. Shabbos. we appreciate you guys for the time, make the Ruach Leviton, and also that Masai Shabbos is the Purim Chagiga. So it'd be beneficial if you guys today. Also, if you guys can remember to bring the shower clothing someday. Okay, have a nice Shabbos.
Kachi Kachi, and one class is Kachi Kalim. There are many differences between Kachi Kachi and Kachi Kalim. The main difference is that Kachi Kachi, the Avodah must be done with Sofon, on the right hand side of the Azorah. When you're looking for the Azorah, you're looking straight ahead, so you're facing the Heichal and Kodesh and Kodoshim. So when you're facing west, not east. Facing west, so the right hand side of the Azorah is a Chelek HaTzofen. So all Kachi Kachi and Azorah must be done with Tzofen. If anything, Kachi and Kalim, the Azorah doesn't necessarily have to be done with Tzofen. It can be done even in the Dorim part of the Azorah. Then there's another difference that who eats the Chelek of the Korban HaTznecho. Part of every Korban has to be mixed around in his bech. So the Chelek HaNecho, who eats it? So the Chelek HaNecho by Kachi Kachi is only Necho by Yizichu Kuhuna. Only by the male Kohanim. Even their wives and their daughters are not permitted. Or they are the Eved Knaini is not permitted to eat. Only Zichu Tuna. And it's only Nechu Yom Balai Yachat Tov. It has a limited Zman Achila. And the Mokam Achila is only in the Azorah. So limited. The people who eat it are limited. Only Zichu Tuna. And the Zman Achila is limited. Only Yom Balai Yachat Tov. And I tell you, Kola Laila. Until Allah is Ashach. And the Rabbanon. And the Rahach is Tov. And I tell you, and it has a limited Mokam Achila. That's in the Azorah. Because it has 2 days, but how can they eat it in the Azorah? No one is permitted to eat. No one is permitted to sit in the Azorah. Unless he's the Melech in the Malkah Beit David. Hashanah, what about Kangol? It's stated for different opinions among the Tanoim, not down in the Gemara. Tanoim from Stiktis, from others, from Rishami, from Roshma, the Kangol is allowed to sit in the Azorah. But even not the problem with the Kangol, no one else is permitted to sit in the Azorah. You have to eat it in a very covered fashion. Not to eat the korbanos like you're standing at a luncheonette, standing up. So how can the kohanim eat the korbanos sitting down if they're not permitted to sit in the Azorah? And not locked. And you can't eat it standing up because it's not a mashkel of gedula. So Tosfos has 2 days about this. How did the kohanim eat the korbanos that they had to eat after in the Azorah? If they can eat it chutz la'Azorah, no problem, sit down. But these korbanos have to be eaten after in the Azorah. Unless you could figure out some section in the Azorah where it has a din of Azorah that you're permitted to eat the kachi kachi, but it doesn't have a din of Azorah that you're forbidden to stand there, that you're forbidden to sit there. Maybe there is such a... Well, the Ezra's notion didn't have a din of Azorah, it had a din of Harabai. And there's a notion not permitted to eat the kachi kachi. Maybe there was some section in the Azorah where it had a din of Azorah, Lagabi, Heter, Achilas, kachi kachi, but it didn't have a din of Azorah with respect to the Yuta Yeshiva. The Gemara says the Lishkas HaGoz is the Bezna Gadol stat. So the Gemara asks how can they sit. The Gemara says the Lishkas HaGoz is a big room. And the half of the room where they were sitting was chutz la'Azorah. And the other half of the room was the Kodesh Kedushas HaZorah. So the Gemara seems to say the Feirish that the only reason why the Bez Nagala was permitted to sit and the Lishkas HaGozes was because they were sitting in the half that was Bechol. Bechol doesn't mean that it didn't have any Kedushas at all. It means that it had Kedushas HaRabai. It didn't have Kedushas HaZorah. That's the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara. So the Chelek of the HaZorah, the other half of the room, no one would be allowed to sit there. Just in the chelik that was chutz la'azara, they're not allowed to eat the korbanos. The Tosfos Reed claims in the commentary on Yuma that in any mishka you're permitted to sit. Says the yisur against sitting in the azara is only in the azara proper. If you have a lishka that has kedushas azara, lishka means a room that has separate walls around it. Even if you have any room that has separate walls around it, even if it has kedushas azara, you're permitted to sit there. So in such a case, that would solve the whole problem. The Kohanim are permitted to eat. We would recommend that they should eat the Kachi Kachim, the Shiori Menachis, and the Bistar HaKatas, and the Bistar HaAshem, in a Lishka that has Kedushas HaZorah, because in the Lishka that has Kedushas HaZorah, so you're permitted to eat Kachi Kachim there. And there's no Easter Yeshiva, but the problem is the other Rishonim don't hold like that. This is written in Gemara, as we have it in Yuma. is against the Taisus Rid. Taisus Rid has a habit, he's going to tell you, literally. Whenever he doesn't like it, he just crosses out 10 lines, crosses out 5 lines, 4 lines, you know, all over Shas. Unusual. But there also, you get to talk to him, he crosses out a few lines in Yuma, he says, not true. The Shas is that whenever it's a Lishka, so there's no Issa Yeshiva. That's how he solves the problem. There's one way to solve. One way to solve problems, just cross out the Yuma. There's a lot of times like that, just crosses out 2 lines in the Yuma. But the regular Rishonim have the Girsa as we have it. So even in a Lishka, which is Mekudesh Mekudushas HaZorah, the Kohanim are not permitted. No one is permitted to sit there. Only Lishka Tagozit and the Hefta was Bechol, the Hefta was the Harabayis, they were permitted to sit. That's the problem. Unless maybe there is some kind of a Lishka. That's what Yosef Engel has in the Asim Berais in the first cloud. In the first cloud. How many letters are there in the Alephim? 22 letters. So Rabbi Yosef Engel wrote a sefer with 22 essays. He was thinking of a title for the sefer. They called it Asim Berais. ICS Atari. So there are 22, like there are 22 letters in the sefer, there are 22 semantic essays. They called it Asim Berais. So in Klal Aleph, he discusses this fascinating topic. The Gemara talks about Lishkas HaPanuyas Bachol of Suchas HaKredich. And I'm bringing this over again. You have a Lishka, you have a certain area in the Hazar that's supposed to be Mekudesh Kedushas Hazar. And then you have, outside of that area that's Mekudesh Kedushas Hazar, you have the rest of the areas of Mekudesh Kedushas Harabayas. And outside of the end of the Harabayas, you have Mekudesh Kedushas Yerushalayim. And outside of Yerushalayim, you have Eretz Yisrael. Fine. So in the area that is Mekudesh Kedushas Harabayas, that doesn't have Kedushas Hazar, if you construct a room there, and the only way to enter into that room is by going into the Azorah first and then walking into that room. It has no entrance way. There's no way to go in from the outside from the Harabayis. The only way to go in is through the Azorah. So there's a Mishnah that says in Ma'aseh Sheni that Lishkas HaBnei Bachol of Sukkos LaKodesh, the only entrance way to get in is through the Kodesh, through the Azorah. Even though the floor where it's Bonui is Bachol means it's not in the Azor area, it's only in the Harabayis area. The Mishnah says that you're permitted to eat kosher kosher in such an area. Oh, you have a Hamtzah. If Kohanim should eat in some area, but since it's not really the Azor, and that's one of the Matakas in Azor. That's a special Rebus. Even though it's not really the Azor, but since the entrance is through the Azor, it's a special Pasuk that you're permitted to eat kosher kosher there. And the stomach you're permitted to sit there, but it doesn't really have to do with Azor. It has only to do with Harabayis. In the stomach they would recommend that the Kohanim should eat the Kachu Kachim over there and sit while he eats. So this doesn't have this line from. That's Rabbi Yosef Engel's line from. It's him and Aleph, and ask him their answer.
What about the Mishnah?
They didn't say that they had Mishnah. They didn't have that age. Yeah. Right. The Tesis also doesn't have this age. The Tesis didn't think of that age. The Tesis has 2 days, whether they sat or they stood. Either they sat, that when do you say you're not permitted to sit in the Azor, that's only for your own purposes. But if you're sitting for the sake of fulfilling the mitzvah of Achilas Tzar Kachi Kachim, Achilas Shiorim in office, then it's permissible to sit. That's the Tzorach HaKtovah Sakarbonah. It's Mutzah. And the other day is not, that they stood. But the Yehid is not needed. It's not healthy. So it's not healthy. What can you do? We do things that are not healthy. So these are some of the differences between Kachi Kachim and Kachim Kalim. One is that Kachi Kachim had a limited Makom HaKrovim. All of the avodas had to be done with Tzofon, in the right hand side of the Azor. Then Gemara has a Machlokes HaTanaim, exactly what is Tzofon. Al Yerach HaMizbeach Tzofono, the Chumash has a lot of times. Al Yerach HaMizbeach Tzofono. Anybody have some shul? No, it doesn't matter. Okay. No. Everything over here is called Tzofon. The whole Tzofon is Tzofon. So you say, no, Yerham is there for fun. Yerham is back here going to reach everything. Well, she can say, no, this is where the Hechel is. This is where the Kedesh Hakadoshim is. This is supposed to be a two. This is getting better. But this is Tzofon, so this is Tzofon. Closer. Tzofon is getting smaller footage than Kedesh Hakadoshim. This is certainly good. So you might have 3 sheikahs. One time it says only here. Al jij gaat het best af van, ja, zeg, dat is gewoon al hier. Dat is hier en dat is hier en dat is hier en dat is hier. So it's not there, it's even here, the whole part is stopping. Different sheet is even here. But the din is that by Kotchi Kotchi, because it's more Makudish, it has a limited mokum where you have to do the avoidance. That's by Yerham Zef Pekoina. Has a limited man achila, only on the Laila Akhasa. Has a limited mokum achila, only in the Azara. Maybe the Mishkan Tabriz, the Chol of Silcha Pekoidish, also the Mishnah says it's limited to eat. It has a limited ochlin, you have limited people who can eat it. Only Zikr Tuna permitted to eat. Shiorein in office and permitted to eat Bisar HaChatos and Bisar HaOshem. Bisar HaOilo nobody eats. You burn it on the Mizdeh. But the Chatos and the Yoshem are eaten by the Zichar Kun. Then you have other dinim. Because Kotche Kotchim have a higher level of Kedusha than Kotche Kalim and everything is more limited and more restricted. The Mokh Machil and the Oakland and the Zman Achil and the Mokh Machil and so on. So that's why the Gemara says that there's only Ne'ilo and Kotche Kotchim. The Kotchin Kalim is no Ne'ilo. The Pasuk says Nefesh Tisimamah. How does it say? Mikotchi Hashem. So the Mishnah is Madaik only Kotchi Hashem, Kotchim Ham Yukhadim Hashem. Yotze Kotchin Kalim Shem Behem Ne'ilo. But in Kotchin Kalim there's no Din of Ne'ilo. In the Machlokes, we show him exactly what that means. There's no Din Ne'ilo. The Mishnah says regarding Kotchin Kalim that Kotchin Kalim are lo Nehenim, lo Moalim. There is an Iser. You're not permitted to be Nehenim from the Kotchin Kalim. But if you went ahead and you were Nehenim, and there's no penalty of Ne'ilo. Usually if somebody is Nehenim from Hegdish, there's a penalty of Ne'ilo. Namely, that you have to give Terma Chaynish, you have to bring Asha Ne'ilo. So if somebody is Nehenim from Kotchin Kalim, he doesn't have to give Terma Chaynish, and he doesn't have to bring the Korban Asha Ne'ilo. So what about the Yisr Ne'ilo? Is the Yisr Ne'ilo an Yisr Deraisa? Or is the Yisr only an Yisr Derabbana? And you say, Loi Nehenim, Loi Moilim, usually in Shas, Loi Nehenim, Loi Moilim, Loi Nehenim, Derabbana. The Loi Moilim, Midereisa, that there's no punishment, that there's no penalty of Kerem Mechaim Jiyosh. But here the Gabi Kotchim Kalman is a big Machlekes and Rishonim, where maybe the Loi Nehenim should constitute an Yisr Deraisa. That's a big, it comes up in Kiddushin. The Rajba later on says that the Loi Nehenim is only the Rabbana. The Rajba in Kiddushin and many Rishonim and other places say that the Loi Nehenim is only the Rabbana. If anything, let's say, he's only either the Karka. He's only the Din of Mila on the Talfun, and he's only either the Karka. Does that mean, as the Rajba talks to take later, there's no Yisr Ne'ilah at all on Karka? I mean, I tell you, it's permissible to be Nehenim in a Hegdish if it's Karka? A wild sheep. Or does it mean no, that it's only this might give on Karkav Hegdash, it's only this might from the penalty, that you don't have to give Karen HaChemish and Osham. But the Yisra Loi Nehenim is certainly an Yisra Deraisa. That's Rav Chaim Moizah Taimim. Chaim Moizah has an Achayezah, he holds like that. Rav Chaim, they quote Rav Chaim Yisri Yashmur, Rav Chaim holds like that, right, in the Gemara, that the other Rishonim are right. That Loi Nehenim by Kotchin Kalim, or Loi Nehenim by Karkois, is an Yisra Loi Nehenim in Atayr. That Karka and Kotchin Kalim are only this might from the penalty of Ne'ilah, from the Yichomish and Osham. Karen the Chaim Mishra Yashma, they weren't the smite from the Issa Ne'ilah. All the other Mishnayis that speak about Loi Nehenim and Loi Moilim speak about cases where it's not really Kodesh. The thing is not really Kodesh in our Torah. So there you say, Loi Nehenim and Midah Rabbanon. There is an Issa Ne'ilah, there's an Issa Ne'ilah and Midah Rabbanon. But Loi Moilim, because it's not really Hegdish in our Torah. But by Kachim Kalim, and perhaps as well by Karka, I should say that it's a Loi Nehenim and Midah Rabbanon. Is that, that's Anim Dalam, I think, you know. There's a bit of Nunhei, and that Nunhei, there's a bit of Gemara that speaks about Nun Bava Medalati, the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos about this Nivadati, the Mishnah that we discussed the other day. And Nunhei Medalati is a major Tosfos that discusses the two Dinim of Ne'ilo. I mentioned, if you learn Ne'ilo until you get the Daki test, you don't know that. That takes a very big history, and all the system is. The Tosfos appears here on Daki Nunhei Medalati tradition, and there in Ne'ilo it appears on Daki test. So on that daf, the Rajbo discusses also what the halacha of Loi Nehenim by Kotchim Kalim and by Karka. So the Rajbo holds that the whole Issur is only with the Rabbanan. And others disagree, other Rishonim disagree. Chaim is a hell like the others, that it's really an Issur Deraisa. Why are Kotchim Kalim and Kotchim Hashem? Karen is a question whether you pay. You wouldn't pay Karen Mitam Din Me'ilah. Maybe you should pay Karen Mitam Mazda Kedish. I ate up their pucha, I should replace it. But that's a different shot in Baba Kama. What happens to Jinnah? Bottom Hamazi Flahay.
Drink the Shemin.
If the Shemin is Rasika, if you drink it, so it's not Eilat, it's not Anachama. Yeah.
Or the
Lakitis? What if someone is Mazi Kegdish? Yeah. What if someone is Mazi Kegdish? Someone is Mazi Kegdish, so there's no Din of Moyal to Hegdish. Would there be a Din of Bottom Hamazi? So I mean, I perish, certainly not. And the shayla, the din is that we have a pasuk. The rabbanan says my hevdish is pasuk. The shayla is maybe in the rabbanan yichay. Places from Baba Kama talks about that. And Avol, what's the halacha? Rabbanan hamazik la hevdish. Shoshal hevdish shehizik shoshal hevdiot. Mishnah says he's pasuk. What about shoshal hevdiot shehizik shoshal hevdish? But pasuk and atayr is chayin in the rabbanan. The places discuss. What does the Gemara mean by the Mishnah? What does the Mishnah mean by this Yalfusa? Bikachi Hashem. The din of Me'il only applies to Kachi Hashem, Kachim Hami Yuchadim Hashem, just to Kachim Kalim, that there is no Me'il. Why are Kachi Kachim called Kachim Hami Yuchadim Hashem? If you have a Korban Oila, so the whole thing goes to Hashem. Nobody eats anything. But if you have a Chatov, or you have an Ashram, or you have a Mincha, which are Kachi Kachim, so the Zichr Kuhuni do eat. The Shiari HaMincha, the Yitzhak Bistar HaKatov and Bistar HaOshem. But that's a machlekes hatanayim, right? That's a machlekes hatanayim, whether kachim kalim is mom and bailam or not. Kachim is also a machlekes hatanayim later. At the end of the second paragraph is Mishnah. Kachim is also a machlekes, whether it's mom and bailam or not. But we're asking that kachim are for sure not mom and bailam. But if a man is in Kaddish, what's that claim? Is he Kaddish for Chelko? The claim that a famous of the Chassis or the Yoshim or the Shiori Menachas. And then he's Makadosh and Isha with it, so we pass him that the Kedushin are not good against Reb Meir. Meir holds that it's even good by Kachi Kachim. So we pass him that, is it Reb Meir? We got it. Machlor is not on in the second pair, the end of the second pair of the Kedushin. So we pass him that, Makadosh the Chelko is no good. That's the Mishnah, Nun Beis on Beis. Makadosh the Chelko ain't a Mekudeshah. Who's the one who disagrees? What you to disagree? Tanya, Rabbi Yudah and Mikudesh. Rabbi Yudah says that it is good tradition. And the other time I didn't say that it's ain't Mikudesh. I want to tell the story that when Rabbi Meir passed away, the Acha Pitirosh Shal Rabbi Meir, the Talmidim of Rabbi Meir wanted to come learn by Rabbi Yudah. So Rabbi Yudah made an announcement, he doesn't allow any Talmidim of Rabbi Meir to enter his shim and they should come to run him hang. It's a troublemaker. Well, I'm not telling him boy, I'm not telling him boy, I'm not telling him boy. He's coming just to annoy me. So I'm trying to say to Ms. Gemara, I'm in Lashon Hara. So Ms. Gemara, you see, the Lashon Hara is Luther whenever this hell is like, well. He didn't want to be annoyed in the middle of his year. He didn't want them to share all the learning of all the Talmudim. So he said Lashon Hara against him. He said that all those guys are learned by Rabbi Yudah, those are learned by Rabbi Meir, a troublemaker, so don't let them into the sheep. This is Gemara, that it's Mutter to talk Lashon Hara, has another 1,000 months. It's Mutter to tell Lashon Hara, whenever it's Lothalus Lahabot. Whenever it's not Lothalus Lahabot, then it needs Lashon Hara. So Gemara says over here, the Pharisees, we don't pass like Rabbi Yudah. Rabbi Yudah says that even Kachi Kachim is non-violent. That sheep that we don't accept. We pass on that Kachi Kachim for sure is not non-violent. And Kachim Kalim is a machlekes of Yisrael Glimli and Achachamim. Rabbi Yisrael Glimli's opinion is that Kachim Kalim is mom and violent. The rabbi is Kachim Kalim, Shehim, Amona did Rabbi Yisrael Glimli. And Achachamim disagree with Rabbi Yisrael Glimli. How do we pass him in that machlekes whether Kachim Kalim is mom and violent or not? Because there was Sirius in the Rambam. It's Kachim Kalim has a list of Sirius in the Rambam. And five Rambam say like Rabbi Yisrael Glimli. And five Rambam say against Rabbi Yisrael Glimli. Isn't he going to confirm the argument? You I was still cheer on this, the Tzeres and the Rambam, beautiful text. But the Tzeres has a list of Tzeres. There are five Rambams for and five Rambams against. A Tzeres and the Rambam. The Aphraim has various Mahalchim in the Rambam. Some have good, some have Shra. Different Mahalchim in the Rambam. What does it mean? So what does it mean in the pasuk Kachi Hashem, Kachi Mahani Yochadim Hashem? So if you say that Kachim Kalim is Mamon Gavoya, Kachi Kachim is Mamon Gavoya, Kachim Kalim is Mamon Bailin, then we understand what the Gemara means, what the Mishnah says in the Ile, that only Kachi Kachim is Kachi Hashem, Kachi Mahani Yochadim Hashem, that's Mamon Gavoya. But Kachi Kalim have no Me'ilah because they're not called Kachi Mahani Yochadim Hashem, it's Mamon Bailin, it's lost to the Yom. But if you should, that's if you hold like Rabbi Yosef Glili, then we understand that in the Mishnah. What if you hold not like Rabbi Yosef Glili? What if you hold like the Chachamim? It's a question exactly how the Rambam passes. The problem, if the din should be against Rabbi Yosef Glili, that Achilu B'Kachim Kalim, it's also Mamon Gavoya. That's the pashtus that we ought to pass like that because it's a machlokes by Maisa Sheni. Also on that studio. Remember that later. What's the din of Maisa Sheni? Whether Maisa Sheni is Mamon Bailam or Maisa Sheni is Mamon Gavoya. So the Chari, if you're speaking about three different Kedushas, they go down the Hadron. Kachim Kalim is the highest and Kachim Kalim is lower. My Sheni is lower than Hashem is lower than Kachin Kalim, no? Hashem is lower than Kachin Kalim. And if my Hashem is the Gemara Paskin, then it's Mamon Gavoya. It should be a Kalvachan, but that's Kachin Kalim, Kachin Kachin, and certainly Mamon Gavoya. Our Pipashta should follow like that. That's the problem with the Rambam. The Rambam knew from Kachin, from the fact that my Hashem is Mamon Gavoya, the Rambam knew that you have to Paskin, that Kachin Kalim is also Mamon Gavoya. But sometimes he does Paskin like Rabbi Yisaglidis. You have to figure out, so then again, to what does he Paskin that Kachin Kalim is Mamon Gavoya with the Kalvachan of my Hashem? Has to be Mamon Gavoya. If my Hashem is Mamon Gavoya, so anything above it is certainly Mamon Gavoya. And then on the other hand, he does Paskin partially like Rabbi Yisaglidis. You have to figure out a mahalak, when yes and when no. So the question is, if you hold that everything is Mamon Gavoya, Kachin Kalim, maybe even my Hashem, that's how we Paskin. So what does the Mishnah mean in the Ila? There is no din the Ila, the Kachin Kalim, because it's not Kachin Hashem, Kachin Han Yichadim Hashem. Why is it not Yichadim Hashem? It's also Mamon Gavoya. It's the same Mamon Gavoya, it's Kachin Kachin. So the answer is, it means something else. It means a different thing. Kachin Kalim is Nechal to the Bailim. The Bailim means. Kachin Kachin is not Nechal, period. It's not Nechal. Take, for example, Oila. Oila is Kula Kalim. Aye, but that's an exception to the rule. Let me take the example. But you have Kata Ota Nashon and Shiori Menachos that are Nechal. So it's not Nechal? So the Gemara says, no, the fact that it's Nechal by the Zichri Kuna is a different din. Why do you need Zichri Kuna? Why can't the Kohanis eat it? So the answer is because Kohanim Eichlin Ubailim is Kaprim. The Gemara says the Achilas HaKohanim is not like the Achilas HaBailim, that they are allowed to eat the Korban by the Shlomim, by the Tehidah, by the Tetzah. It's mitzvah here. Kohanim Eichlin Ubailim is Kaprim. The Achilas Kohanim is like an Avodah. So just like you need Zichri Kohanim to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Avodah has to be done in the Azorah, so too the Avodah of Achilas HaKorbanot must also be done in the Avodah. And by doing this Avodah, Kohanim Eichlin and the Bailim is Kaprim. The Bailim get the Kaporah by the Gemara Avodah. In fact, there's one opinion in the Rashba, in the Yavam Zatzadeh, where the Rashba has the Girsa in the Gemara. They took Girsa to how to read the Gemara. So one Girsa that the Rishonim have is that this is Ma'akeh. If you bring a Korban and a Chatah, and if Kohanim don't eat the Basar, they just leave it there. They don't bother to eat the Basar, then you don't get a Kaporah. You have to bring another Chatah all over again. You're not Yaitse. The other Girsa holds that it's not true, that the only Avodah is Tanah Ma'akeh, not the Avodah Sadan. The only Dalar Avodah Sadan, that's Shinta Kabbalah, Halacha, and Greek. And after the Yudhah Sadan is finished, even the Haftarah Sein Murim is not Ma'akeh. The Haftarah Sein Murim is not Ma'akeh. How can anybody say that Achilas HaKohanim is Ma'akeh? Achilas HaKohanim is Ma'akeh. It's considered as if it were Haftarah Sein Murim. Some of the carbon you burn on his back, namely the Emurim, and some of the carbon is eaten by the Kohanim, and that's also like a Haftarah Sein Murim. But if the Haftarah Sein Murim is not Ma'akeh, how can you say the Achilas HaKohanim is Ma'akeh? And the Rashba has a Girsa in the Gemara that other Rishonim had known, that the Gemara says, this Girsa, everybody has Kohanim Eichlin, Ubailim is Kaprim. So the Rashba has a Girsa that takes that seriously. And the other Girsa has in the Gemara that if the Kohanim don't eat the Chela Kanechal, then the Bailim don't get a Kapar.
This would have been with all the halachas of the Avodah, like the Balmum couldn't do it anymore.
No, that we have in Chumash, that the Balmum is permitted to eat kosher, even though he's possible for the Avodah Saddam, but for this Avodah he's kosher. For Achilles kosher, he's kosher, maybe.
He wouldn't have to be wearing the gun.
Does not have to wear the gun, does not have to wear. But still, it must talk, can only be Zichri Kuna, because it's an Avodah. It must be done in the Avodah, because it's an Avodah. In fact, the Rambam makes a distinction between Achilas Kachin Kachin and Achilas Kachin Kalim. This Gerav has a whole arichat on this, and it's based on Chumash, and it's Shiur Mani Gemara, that Achilas Kachin Kachin, the Rambam list, is one of the mitzvahs in the Tariag mitzvahs, that the Kohanim should eat whatever is supposed to be eaten by the Kachin Kachin. And Kachin Kalim, he said, it's not a mitzvah at all. It's mutab achilu to the Bible. It's an issa to leave it all. It's an issa not to leave all the noisa. Where's the seer men are breaking? It's an avera to leave all the noisa. But when you eat it, you're not fulfilling any kima mitzvah. And the Kohanim eat. So they say a bracha shahakon yibid vora, and then they say a bracha shekidushan yibid vishas shalalim tzivanu al achilas ha-chakos, or whatever, no, this I can say. And when the Bailim eat, they just say shahakon and they eat their shlomim. They don't eat al achilas, except the carbon pepper, that's a mitzvah. Everybody has to eat it kazayit. But in shlomim, or in a toido, or in any other kachim kalim, how many other kachim kalim on it? That's about all it is. Shlomim and a toido, and a kor, that's what I'm kor. Who eats the kor? The Kohanim eat the kor. The Rambam writes basically, the Rambam writes in the Havdamah to Kachin, and the Pirush HaMishnah, that basically there's only one Kachin Kalim, Shlomim. Because everything is a form of shlomim. All the branches of shlomim. Kachin kachin, they have different dinim. The basis for kachin kachin, there's only one part. The question is, what prompted him to say that? What does he need that for? What is kachin differentiated by that? They didn't say that in the Gemara. But that's pretty right. Because in kachin kachin, basically, there's only one. The shlomim. Kachin kachin, they're a chilukah shemus. Real chilukah shemus. So the Rambam only counts as a mitzvah achilas kachin kachin by Ayyidei Kohanim. Achilas kachin kachin holds only achilas kachin pesach, he counts as a mitzvah. Achilas shah kachin kachin holds it's just an iser, and if you don't eat it and you leave it overnight, you'll violate the iser of like a seer. But there's no kima mitzvah by achilas.
Didn't he have a bracha for achilas hagiga also?
Achilas?
Hagiga.
Don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, in that Mishnah there's a machlekes, there's a shayla mishnah what bracha it's talking about. Some mishnah say it goes on the bracha that the kohanim, the kesefta says. It goes on the bracha that the kohanim recite when they're doing the avodah. If the kohen says the bracha on the zrikas adam, because it's more talking about the zrikas adam. But some mishnah say, based on that kesefta, that it's the machlekes goes on the bracha that the kohanim recite the shayla when they do the avodah. The Rashbam on the daf, and Tosfos on the daf don't learn like that. They say it goes on the bracha that the bialim recite when they eat it. Yeah, but their taket is a mitzvah. Chagigas HaBotzer is a mitzvah to eat. Either a mitzvah min HaTorah or a mitzvah min HaRabbanan. Just like it's a mitzvah to eat Korban Pesach. So Chagigas HaBotzer is also a mitzvah. But the Shad is, let's say, other Kachin Kalim, outside of Chagigas HaBotzer. That's the Rambam shooting that there's no mitzvah. Rashi disagrees. Rashi and Sochim disagrees. Rashi writes that you have the mitzvah of Yochlo Osma Shekupa Bahem. Where's that in Pitzavah? The Aklo Osma Shekupavan, that's deposited by the Korbanos that were offered by Aaron Vonner. The Shivas Yimei Aminun. Oh, we had it already. Since the Rashi and Zvachim, I think that's Mundel, quotes that passage that Aklo Osma Shekupavan, that there is a mitzvah. But this group quotes that Rashi is Mechulat with the Rama, whether there's a mitzvah in Achidos Kachim Kalim. I don't know if I have it before this group, whether there's a mitzvah in Achidos Kachim Kalim or not. So you have to look at dina between kachin kachin and kachin kalim. Kachin kachin, we say that it's only necha by the kohanim in the yazara zichri kuna because it's an avoda. Kohanim echem and bialim is kapan. That's why the Gemara calls it kachin Hashem kachin hamiyuchadim l'Hashem. That basically all kachin kachin are lagavoya. Basically everything is kula kolo. In the oila is mamish kula kolo. In the chatos and the asham and in the kitzke atzer is also kachin kachin. And in the Menachos, if it's Nechal for the Zikr, Kun, and the Azorah, it's also not called Nechal. It's called the Haftarah. It's called an Avodah. Achilas Kohanim is what we call Meshuch and Gavoya Kozoch. What does that mean? Aside from the fact that it's Mom Gavoya. It could be that Kachim Kalim is also Mom Gavoya. Trying to comment about Yisag Lili. And if you hold that Maizasheni is Mom Gavoya, so you have to hold that Kachim Kalim is Mom Gavoya. It's called the Chaymer. It's more Chomer than the Maizasheni. So the key word over here is not Kach Hashem, Kach Mam Yichadim Hashem means that that's Mam Gavoy and that's Mam Hegel. No, not necessarily. That's how the Yisaglili will say. But the Chachamim will say differently. That the Kach Kachim is, all of them are really Kula Kolo. I have no Hatha Rachim on the Hegel. It's not true. That's only by Oila, it's Kula Kolo, or by Minchas Koyim is Kula Kolo. Minchas Koyim is Netrefesh. There's no din, it's ain't in the Kmetzis. You don't do Kmetzis and then eat the Shiar or Shirayim. A client brings the carbon in, so the Chumri says the whole thing is burnt on in his bed. Kula kol. But even the korbanos that are not kula kol, they are also called kula kol. It's also called kachman yicharim lashem. The kohanim eat b'teres avoda. That's why it has to be zichri kuna. That's why daskin yazora. Even though they don't eat big dekuna, and the balimun may do it, like you point out. But still, the Gemara says kind of like when the balim is kapring, that the achilas hakohanim is not the same type of achila. As Achilas Abaylan on the Kachim Kalim. Achilas Abaylan the Rambam holds a heter. And Achilas Kohanim, the Kachim Kachim, is a mitzvah. And according to one year in the Gemara in Zvoch, in Yvon is outside of its ma'akiv in the Kapor. There is a din of Chumash of Malicha. Whenever you bring a problem, you have to do Malicha. The Pashtus is that the mitzvah of Malicha is only on what the ma'akiv is on the Mizbeah. Well, you're not makir on the mizbeach, doesn't need malicha. Let's say if you don't want to. Let's say I have a korban pesach, and the korban pesach has to be broiled, liyeh. So let's say the chelak that you makir on the mizbeach, you have to salt the mincha also. Who you say? Milcha has to be salted and the korbanos has to be salted. The salting of the korbanos has nothing to do with taking out the dam. That's a different thing. You don't have to take out the dam from the korbanos. Sometimes the korbanos is korban that is there. There's no aveira. You salt the korban, you don't salt it first and then wash it off. That's for taking out the dam and then put it on the mizbech without the dam. You put it on the mizbech and then you salt it. Everything is burnt out of the mizbech. And the din applies, the chumis says the first, the ikka din of malicha applies to mincha. But there is no blood, there's no dam in the mincha. And it's more common. The Rambam says that melicha by mincha is more common than melicha by korban. The Rambam counts melicha by korban by the Rambam writes in his Seif HaMitzvah that melicha by all the other korban is a prat and prati HaMitzvah. The Rambam counts a mitzvah lahakriv korban oilo to mishpata, a mitzvah lahakriv korban shlomim to mishpata, a mitzvah lahakriv korban chatas to mishpata. As a chelik of that mitzvah is also a chelik of the mitzvah to be melech after korban. But by a korban mincha, the Rambam says a mitzvah that binakriv mincha to mishpata. And it's a mitzvah to be maleach according to mincha. Rambam holds that melicha by mincha is not just a prat and prati mitzvah. It's a separate mitzvah. That's what the Briskera points out. But the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs has this discrepancy. So very strange. In one place he doesn't explain it clearly, but that's what it comes out of the Yesh Mitzvah like that. In one place he says he's not going to count melicha as a separate mitzvah. It's just a prat and prati mitzvah. You don't count all the prati. That's saying carbonite. You don't count shita, kabbalah, halacha, yitka, hepshit, mitzua, katzorah. You don't count everything as a separate mitzvah. You count. Lahakriv vayla, finish pata, and all the six things that we just mentioned are chelkei mitzvah. So the Rambam writes to Adonai, Melicha, he's not going to count Melicha as a separate mitzvah. Melicha is one of the prati and prati mitzvah. Then the Rambam, just what he writes in the Sharoshim, in the 14th Sharoshim. In the Sharoshim, he writes that you don't count the pratim, so he gives Melicha as an example that he's not going to count. Then in the Minyan HaMitzvah, he goes ahead and says, it's a mitzvah to be maleach all the menachos. And he counts it as a separate mitzvah. I just said in the Sharoshim, he's not going to count it. So as Avraham points out, the Shur and Menachos, that the Rambam obviously is distinguished between Melichas Menachos as opposed to Melichas Korbanos. Melichas Korbanos he holds as a prat and prat amit. So Melichas Korbanos, the Rambam holds not a prat, that's a separate mitzvah. What's an afkamina medina? Why is the chapter of Hondafka over here and not over there? Why is Melicha by Menachos more important? So as Avraham points out, the Rambam seems to distinguish. The Rambam holds that Melicha by all the other Korbanos is not Miyakib in the Yevon. If you mock the Korbanos on the Mizbech and you didn't put the Melach, so it's not Me'akib, you get to the Mitzvah Haftorah to the Yevah. But then if you wouldn't have done the Haftorah, it wouldn't have been Me'akib to the Yevah. The Haftorah is not Me'akib. The only things that are Me'akib in the Kapora are the Dalar Avodah Saddam, the Shechita Kabbalah Havoch HaZrikah. And if you're doing HaZrikah, the Haftorah is not Me'akib. But still, the question is, will you get to the Mitzvah Haftorah or not? If you didn't do Melicha. So the Rambam says, yes, you will get to the Mitzvah Haftorah without Melicha. No Melach is Tasha. But by Nimcha, the Rambam passes that Melicha is Me'akib. That's why the Bishkaran says, that's why Tani, the Rama holds it. But Melicha by the other Kabbalah suggests that Prat and Prati are mitzvah. And it's a Prat that's not Miyakib in the Yevah. Like Haftorah is not counted as a separate mitzvah. It's not Miyakib in the Yevah, so Melicha is also not Miyakib in the Haftorah. But Melicha by a Mincha, he holds it more Choshev, the Rama holds it more Choshev. But there it is Miyakib. So for some reason or another, he holds it, that's why you should count Melicha. Still doesn't explain it. Still doesn't explain why it should be so. He just points out that Rama holds the Halacha that there's a difference. That one is Miyakib, one is not. So it's not therefore we understand why, it's just therefore we see that they're different. So we see that the Rambam holds that they're different, we still don't understand what the relationship is. So the question is, what would this mean to this Melicha? Melicha is only on the Chelek HaNikzar HaGabri HaNizeh. What about the Korban Pesach, when I eat the Korban Pesach? A mitzvah have to salt it? Doesn't say you have to salt it. If you want to salt it, salt it. If you don't want to salt it, don't salt it. The Rambam Shita is that on Pesach night you have to dip everything into Chareis. Not just the Mor, you have to dip in the Matzah. You have to dip in the carpas in the chalosha. But the korban pesach not. You want to have tam pesach the feet. You don't want to dip the korban pesach in the chalosha. And some of the Rambam would say that you shouldn't salt the korban pesach when you eat it. You shouldn't put mustard on. You shouldn't put ketchup on. You should eat that for the korban pesach with nothing added on. Just like he holds that you're not supposed to dip, even though it's one of the mitzvahs achilas alayla, and all the other mitzvahs achilas alayla, the matzah with the maror with the karpas, also the Rambam holds a mitzvahs achilas alayla. You have to dip into chareitis, the korban pesach not. And some of the Rambam would say that bedatki you shouldn't salt the korban pesach. So there's one opinion in Rishonim that only applies what we just said, that only the chelek hanikter al hamizbeach has melicha. But the chelek hanechal does not have melicha, that's only by the chelek hanechal by kotshin kalim, because it's nechal abayla. What about the chelek hanechal is yitrikun by kotshin kotshin? So that's considered kind of Echel Abaylam, it's Kaprim, since that is done in the Azor Abaylam, it's a Kunis, like an Avodah, so it's like a Haftorah, so that's called the Chelek HaNikta. So the Chelek HaNikta needs need melicha. Who says that? When you learn Yeridaya, you'll come across it. When you learn Kachin, you'll never find the Shin. When you learn Yeridaya, if you learn it well, so you will learn first Kulin, and then you will learn the Rajbo wrote a sefer that's called Teres Abai. And the Ra'or, who also learned by the Ramban, wrote Heorish, a Sogis on the Rajbo, that's called Berek Abai. And then somebody wrote a sefer that's called Mishneres Abai to defend the Teres Abai from the Kashis of the Berek Abai. So the Ra'or in the Berek Abai writes this. And all sefer is for Yeridaya purpose. Okay. So the Ra'or writes in the Berek HaBayis, when he speaks about Melicha of salt and flesh to take out the dam, what's the relationship? There's no connection. If the Chumash says it's a din of Melicha, but even by Korban Mincha, and the Rambam says Ma'akib by Mincha, so obviously there's no connection at all between salting meat to take out the dam and salting the Korban. So the Gemara says, no, there is a bit of a connection. The Gemara says in Menachah, it says, how much salt do you have to put on the Korban, on the Korbanis? As much salt as you put on a piece of meat to take out the blood. That's how much salt they have to put on. Just for the shear of the salt. You have to put on the same amount of salt on the carbonate as you put on the meat for the purpose of taking out the blood, even though the sake of putting the salt on the carbonate is not at all for the purpose of taking out the blood. You're not going to wash it off later on. You put the salt on the carbon while it's sitting on the mizbeach, you put it on. Then you don't rinse it off. You don't rinse it off before, you don't rinse it off afterwards. You put salt on a mincha, it has nothing to do. There's no dam in the mincha. You're not going to get dam out of the wool. There's no dam in the mincha. It's not, even though the melicha by the kabbonis is not at all for the sake of taking out the dam. Nevertheless, the Gemara says the menachah says the same amount of salt you put on. Melicha likdeiro, that means melicha for the purpose of cooking the meat in a pot. So the purpose of the melicha is to remove the dam, is the shear for melicha likarbonis. But that's why when they discuss this in the Sefer Teres Abayis and the Berek Abayis, they discuss a little bit the din of melicha for karbonis. The Derech Agav, there are all rights, this Kiddush Mitzvah. But not only the Chelek HaNiktar in need of Melicha by Karbonis, the Chelek HaNechal by the different Kuhuna, by Kotzi Kotchim, also needs Melicha by Karbonis. Because it's also like an Avoda. That's a form of HaTorah. It's being burnt up in the mouth and in the stomach of the Kohanim in the Azor. It's also a form of Tzrecha. Like the Balamor has Azam Moshe. The Balamor says that you have to destroy chametz and er pesach and pizza, because if you eat it, if you eat the chametz and er pesach, you fulfill the mitzvah of tazbisa. I mean, I'll tell you, Toshib Shat, the Chazanist says, the Rabban and the Balamor agrees that you're not allowed to eat chametz and er pesach after chatzoy to tov man. Er pesach after chatzoy. Balamor says, when you eat the chametz and er pesach after chatzoy, you're not violating an aveira. If you get hanor from chametz and er pesach after chatzoy, you toss him in a tayr. You get hanor, toss him in a tayr. But you can't say toss him in a tayr. That's the best form of consuming the chametz, by eating it up. If the Rabbanan agrees that you're not allowed to, the Mishnah says, Ochem kol chametz, the surface kin ha-shesh, Ochem kol agar, the tovim kol chametz, the Mishnah says that you're not allowed to eat chametz. So the Balamor has to agree that, mid the Rabbanan, that's poshiv shat, that's what the Chazanish said. Others disagree, they say, no, the Balamor means even mid the Rabbanan is mitzvah, maybe interpret that Mishnah. But the Pashup Shad is like the Chazanish says, that the Balamor means Menatera, Achilas Chomet is a form of Bia Chomet. So here also, this is what the Rishonim say, that the Kohanim Eichlim is a form of Haktorah. It's like Haktorah, Gabi Amizbech.
Isn't it like you guys getting enough from the age
point burning
it?
Yeah. You see that it's also Bahano.
Isn't that exactly similar to eating it? I don't know. You're getting Hanah while you're
Kasha against the Balamoy means. You see that getting consuming it in a form of getting Hanor is not allowed. You're not allowed to get a Hanor at the time that you consume it. It's not allowed. So Kasha against the Balamoy? Okay. Maybe the Gemara means Midirabon? Maybe. The Balamoy agrees that Midirabon, Pashup Shat like the Chazanish says, the Balamoy agrees that Midirabon is forbidden to eat it. Maybe that's Midirabon, even though you're consuming it, you're forbidden Midirabon to get Hanor from the Chomet as you consume it. Maybe. So this is another chinuch between the kachim kachim and the kachim kalim. That the ra'or is mechadei, that you need melicha, and the chelek hanechal to the zichei kuhune by the kachim kachim, because achila zichei kuhune is considered like a haftor agali on his bed. Achila shnicha. I don't know. That's a very good question. What are you supposed to salt the carbonates with? Salt? What is the salt of the sugar? The machlokes, right. Maybe that will be the answer to your question. The Avnei Nezer was a Rebbe, the Chassidish Rebbe, in the city Sochatcha. So there was a Rav in the same town, who was the son-in-law of the Nesidus. So he used to quote things in the name of his father-in-law. His father-in-law had passed away already, so there's no way of checking. But he used to quote things in the name of Nesidus, also a big Tanachom, the Sochatcha Rav. At the same time, he was an old man at the time the Sochatcha Rebbe was traveling Rabbistra in town. So Avnei Nezer quotes, he's the one who quotes that famous thing in the name of the Nesidus. That it says in the Yoredeya that the crime are not permitted to be metami to meisei akum, even ba'ohel, not only the bagam masi, even ba'ohel, they quote in the name of his father-in-law that only means not to be metami ba'ohel if you stand on top of the mace. But ba'ohel amshacha is mutter. If the mace is on top of you, or you on top of the mace, that's not allowed. But if I'm over here, the meisei akum is over there, and there's a roof above both of us, so the Sacha Chavarov quotes in the name of his father-in-law, then it's even that that's allowed. That's easy. And then he gives the reason why. Quoted his father-in-law gave a reason. So the later often dispute the reason. They say that that's the Nesidus for sure didn't say that. The reason that he gives is wrong. They say maybe the din is right. Maybe he did say that, but the reason he didn't. And Yerudea says not so. Yerudea says the favorite against this Nesidus. So you don't know. Maybe the son-in-law quoted the father-in-law right. They're not sure. But the reason that he quoted is certain wrong. So he also, the Avnei Nezer quotes, that's what he has. He wrote a Hesper for the Chiddush HaRim. And the Chiddush HaRim passed away. So he said a big Hesper. So he printed it. So a little page, 25 pages. After the hardcover stays for 25 pages, the whole Hesper. At the end of the Hesper, he printed some Kedusha Torah, because it's not enough to put out a page. He made it 28 pages. Another 3 pages of Kedusha Torah. And the last page, and that's the Halacha, they quote the Kiddush in the name of the Nesidus as following. That the Kohanim are forbidden to be Mitami to Mesa Akum Ba'ohel only means to be Mahil on the Mesa, to have the Mesa Mahil on them. But Oel HaMshocha, as he calls it, is Mut. So the Avnei Nezer quotes also the name of this Sacha Chavarov that he said in the name of his father-in-law, name of the Nesidus, that when the Torah says you have to salt the carbonate, it doesn't necessarily mean salt. You can put sugar on also. Because basically, salt and sugar is the same thing, they just have different flavors. That's what he said. Basically, salt and sugar is basically chemically the same things, okay? They just have different tastes, that's all. This tastes like this, this tastes like that. They're basically the same thing. Salt and sugar are the same thing. Avnei Nezer doesn't think that it's true. He questions whether it's true. Quotes it in Avnei Nezer, he questions whether it's true. In Yoredeya, the Pesachuda has a discussion whether it has the same chemical properties for the purpose of removing blood. Let's say you don't have coarse salt to remove the blood. If you put on sugar on the meat, will that accomplish the same result whether it removes the blood or not? And that's the shiva, you have to test it out to see. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. But even if it will take out the blood, that's not the purpose of salting the carbonus or salting the carbon minchah. Has nothing to do with that. Even if you should assume that you can salt with sugar for the purpose of taking out the blood, it doesn't follow at all that you can be eaten in the process of their ice and malik on the carbonus by putting on sugar. But if it's true, then that would be an answer to your question. How can you send the chelik on nechal? That you have to salt it if the shear of salt is in the nechal machas molchai. It's going to be awful. It's going to taste awful. So that means you have to put on a lot of sugar.
Based on the pasuk of Sora Vash, the Chumash says that you're not permitted to be machmit as a mincha. It's an issa that writes, the only mincha that you're machmit is to stay alive on Shavuot, is that the Baba Chumash, a minchas tzibur. Minchas yochid, you never have any chumash. The Sefer HaChinuch explains why. It gives you a whole fascinating idea. Why? What is the chumash and why is minchas tzibur is mutha? All the Rosh Hashanah. And he speaks Tash. So the Gemara says in the Feirish, lo si yofa chumash, so the Gemara Darshan is lo si yofa chumash, chelkom. Even the chelk hanechal is also lahachmit. that just like it's also lahachmet at achelik haniktar, it's also lahachmet the komets, it's going to be korban the mizbeach. So too, let's say you have a korban mincha and make kinitza and you mark the komets out of the mizbeach, and then the shiori hamincha and nechal to zichikun and the azore is the kain permitted. He doesn't have to eat it in the raw state, he can cook it, he can fry it.